This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, Roger Stone is about to take over here in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And then he will carry over his coverage to the War Room, which always runs after the Alex Jones Show from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Of course, just like the Alex Jones Channel, the War Room is under total attack and censorship from YouTube. And Roger will have that as well as some of the other big stories, I'm sure, some of the White House intrigue that is developing. And he's going to be joined by Jacob Engels as well. But again, just to highlight some of the stuff that is big news today. Trump DOJ sues California over interference with immigration enforcement. And Libby Schaff, the mayor of Oakland, ought to be arrested and thrown in jail for aiding and abetting criminals. You've got police detain a teen in Utah who tried to detonate a homemade explosive device at Pineview High School and says he was inspired by ISIS. Spray painted ISIS is coming on the walls of the school. So you got that. Again, we covered all the breaking news. There's new proposed legislation in Florida. And, you know, they put a mask over it. And the big thing that they're going to say is to try to sell this deal. $400 million for mental health facilities or for whatever it is. And who knows where that money will actually be allocated. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I trust it. But, well, I don't trust this legislation. I wouldn't vote for this legislation because what they're hiding here is they say they want to ban bump stocks, but then they put the phrasing in the legislation to say anything that will increase the rate of fire. Well, that is intentionally ambiguous. So they're going to say you can't change your trigger. You can't have a grip. You can't have a scope. You can't have whatever it is because it increases the rate of fire. You see how they do that. It also proposes raising the age of 18 to 21. And this is totally war gamed out by the Democrats, folks. They do this on the heels of the Florida shooting while they can tug at the heartstrings. They say this will put armed security on campus and increase mental health. That's how they'll sell it. And they won't even report how you have to be 21 to get a gun now. And you have to have a 3-day waiting period to get a gun now. And you can't do anything that increases the rate of fire, which they'll say eventually is a scope, a grip, a trigger, a bump stock, whatever. I mean, you know, there's all different types of attachments that you can put on a weapon that they'll say is increasing the rate of fire. So now that will be setting a precedent for the rest of the nation. You watch. So we'll just have to see how that goes. I mean, we got through stacks of news today. You've got the left, the tolerant left on college campuses, saying that any conservative speech now has to be banned, any conservative group on campus has to be shut down because it's quote-unquote hate speech. They say we're like Nazis. They accuse Trump of being an authoritarian dictator. They say that we're the Nazis. And then everything they do is actually a Nazi tactic. They get funding from Nazi collaborators like George Soros. Well, then what do the Nazis do? They shut down all their political opposition, free speech. They engaged in false flags to blame on their opposition and then give themselves more power. If the Nazis were here today on college campuses, what would they be doing? They'd be shutting down free speech. They'd be shutting down their opposition. They'd be violently attacking their opposition. Anytime the opposition came out to shoot a video or a report, they'd be there, bullying them, attacking them, shoving a sign in their face. And that's what the political left is doing. So do we go down the same road that the average liberal does and just say, you're a Nazi, you're a bigot, you're a racist, because they are? Or do we try to take the high ground and say, hey, look, let's have a debate over idea and policy, only to realize they can't have that debate. They don't have the intellect. They don't have the information.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
From the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the United States of America is back, and that's why the Democrats and the left are freaking out. They cannot stand that. They were out to destroy this country, and they were one president away from doing just that, Hillary Clinton. I'm sitting in here on the break as we're getting Roger Stone on, and I'm thinking, you've covered all the news. You've covered the daily topics. You know, where do you really go from here? Because none of it makes sense. And that's and it hits me like a ton of bricks. The biggest story when it comes to the political front and the political battlefield is the same story. It's the elephant in the room. It is the 1984 mentality. Okay, look at everything we're dealing with. The political left, and I'm just, this is what has now happened, where the fault line has now been drawn between the political left and the political right. It used to be you had all different spheres, because now what's happened is the left has gone so far to the left. The left has gone so radical. The left has gone so violent, so hateful, so disgusting, so self-deprecating, that the average leftist that was really just a centrist is now going to the right because there's nowhere else to go. They cannot, nothing from the left resonates with them. Hating and bashing Trump all day long doesn't do it for them. So they're looking for anything, but all that's left now is the political right because it's become that much of a fault line. But then you realize, okay, so you've got the fault line and you've got the radical political left and then everyone else. But it's called the political right. So the radical left says what? Well, the political right engages in fake news. That's what they do all day long. Look at the Trump-Russia collusion theory. Nothing there. The radical left says that Trump colluded with Russia. Well, you look into it, it was actually Hillary Clinton that colluded with Russia. It was a fake dossier with Russian sources paid for opposition research by Hillary Clinton that was then used to illegally spy on President Trump. So the left is the one that colluded with Russia again. So they say we are violent. The political radical left says the right is violent. They're intolerant. Meanwhile, they're so violent and intolerant. If you just go out in the streets with a Trump hat on, they can't tolerate that. So they get violent with you. Or an InfoWars reporter goes onto a UT campus and just has an InfoWars mic flag, just interviewing people, and radical leftists show up and have to shut it down. And that's when you realize it. And this is the trick. It's so simple. It's so simple that it's almost impossible to comprehend. And it's all out of Saul Alinsky's handbook. Everything that the political left right now, everything, literally everything that comes out of the Democrat Party, everything that comes out of the radical left, they're guilty of. Either these people are such criminals at the top, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Schumers, the Pelosis, that they have to point in the mirror, except pretend they're pointing at their political opposition and say everything they're guilty of, even though they know they're looking right in the mirror. So then their street urchins do the same thing. You're acting like a Nazi. as they go out and chant and riot and protest and beat up the political opposition. Burn cities to the ground like they did in Berkeley. Just burn everything, topple everything. You know, they do it in Berkeley. They do it in St. Louis, in Ferguson. They do it in Baltimore. They do it in, where was the other one? I can't even think of it now. But that's what they do. And then they say, we're violent. We're the Nazis. We're intolerant. We're against free speech. And this is what we deal with. So now, in Seattle, they're trying to set a precedent. If somebody sees you with a gun and gets triggered because you have a gun, and then they call it into police, and the police determine that you have a mental problem, well, then they're just going to take your gun. Now in Seattle, because homelessness isn't enough of an issue in Seattle, no, it's a huge issue. Now the homeless just got even more empowered by a liberal judge. A homeless man had his truck illegally parked for 72 hours. His truck was then impounded. And you know he's getting help from the ACLU or some legal defense fund here. A homeless man can't afford an attorney, right? Maybe he can, I don't know. And so sues because his truck gets impounded, and the judge says, you cannot impound this man's truck, it's his home. So now, the homeless man is so empowered, he runs the city now. He can park his truck wherever the heck he wants, and it can't be impounded because it's considered his home, says a Seattle judge. So this is what they do in California. This is what they do in liberal cities. The most vagrant, vile, slovenly bums run the city. The hardworking, average American that goes to work, punches it in, works hard, pays their rent, pays their taxes, busts their butt to try to have a career. You don't get jack. You are scum. You have to pay for all of the non-citizens. You have to pay for all the homeless bums. That's why you work. See, if you live in California, and now they're trying to do it in Texas, if you live in California, you don't work to build a family. You don't work to build a career. Obama says you didn't even do that yourself. Someone else did that. You're not working to establish some financial security. You're not working so that you can have a home and have a family and have a future that you can then bestow to your lineage. No. In California, you're working so that all of the illegal citizens can come into California and live rent-free and live without being penalized for breaking the law. You're working your butt off so that every homeless person can run the city, take a dump in the streets, shoot up with heroin down the road, and then run the city. That's what you do now in California. And it's sick. And this brings us to the midterm elections, folks. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. You're seeing conflicting reports. If you believe the media, during the entire 2016 presidential campaign, of course, you would have been totally bamboozled. And they were. And that's why you got all these video clips, all these compilations of liberal media just totally bamboozled at the results. Like, what? We reported the exact opposite. How did this come true? So now you're seeing all the reports. Texas may turn blue. Democrats having huge turnout. All this. So they're building up this narrative. Democrats are going to be victorious. Democrats are coming for the House. Democrats are coming for the Senate. Democrats are taking over. Everyone's voting Democrat. Is this another fake news buildup? Is this another fake news story that they're trying to push on the American people that's going to be totally proven wrong? I really don't know. I think it's hard to say at this point. But I will tell you this. In these midterm elections, if we don't do what we can to get a Congress that will get behind President Trump, get behind the Make America Great Again agenda, just get behind basic law and order, then we actually have a chance to save this country. But if the Democrats really do win Congress in the midterms and they get more radical liberals in there, they get more Trump haters in there, they get more open borders, they get more criminals in there, I just don't know. I don't know how we come back from this. I don't know how much more you can take the liberal nonsense, folks. I mean, the state of California, you know, how can it survive? How can they survive? They can't survive. How can America survive? It won't survive. Democrats will destroy this country. just like they destroy every city that they get elected in. Now, I'm about to hand the reins over to Roger Stone here. Before I do, I have to remind you about the big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. They are coming after us. They're trying to ban us on social media, block us on Twitter. They create fake news about us all day. We're under attack. But with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are we able to shield ourselves and resiliently still come on air after the attacks, we're also able to grow. So InfoWarsStore.com, fund us, help us grow in the face of the globalists, of the Democrats trying to shut us down. They hate free speech. They hate that this broadcast destroys their narrative, so they want to try to shut it down. So fund us, and we will continue to grow. Free shipping store-wide, massive specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger Stone takes over on the other side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and I'm your pinch-hitting host, Roger Stone. Well, for those of you who may think that we're crying wolf when we talk about internet censorship and the wide, whole-scale effort by the tech left and the giants of Silicon Valley to shut us down, think again. Yesterday, I noticed for the first time that Donald Trump Jr. and Matt Drudge and the Drudge Report are being censored. Links that they put up are blocked with a box that says this information has been blocked because it is potentially too sensitive. Says who? Snopes, a left-wing mom-and-pop shop that operates as the left-wing censors for Google and YouTube. There's a terrific piece in Breitbart yesterday which accuses the tech left of gangsterism. They correctly say you don't have to like Alex Jones to be concerned about the fact that they are attempting to censor Alex Jones and InfoWars on YouTube. Now, this is kind of funny because yesterday when I appeared in a very contentious interview on MSNBC's Meet the Press, after my interview, one of the talking heads in some parallel universe that's hard to identify accused me of being a gangster. I'm not a gangster. I just dress like one. The real gangsters, however, are the folks at Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. They operate just like Al Capone. Hey, nice Twitter feed you've got there. Sure would be a shame if anything happened to it. What they want us to do is adhere to their worldview, to only say things that they approve. Well, that's not what InfoWars is all about. But for anyone who thinks that this is just the folks at InfoWars crying wolf to try to drive people to the InfoWars store, think again. The entire election and rise of Donald Trump would have been completely impossible without a vibrant and robust alternative media, without the rise of the forces of freedom on the internet. And now, those who are still in shock over losing the 2016 election are now seeking to put the toothpaste back in the tube. And they play games. InfoWars has one strike at YouTube's. InfoWars has two strikes. Oh, that strike is removed. Now that strike is restored. Now it's gone again. Kind of reminds me of when they said, oh, we knocked President Trump off of Twitter, but it was a mistake. He was only down for 11 minutes. Oh, we killed the Twitter feed of the journalist Julian Assange. Oh, we took Sean Hannity's Twitter feed down. It was a mistake. Somebody must have spilled Coca-Cola on the keyboard. Don't buy it. This is the most important fight of our time. Our prospects in 2018 and 2020 are nil. But do recognize that InfoWars is the test case. They are singling us out for execution first. Why? Because we are the tip of the spear. Because we are the most aggressive in exposing the foibles of the globalists and the neocons and others who have brought this country to its knees over the last 8 years. It's a test case, folks. If we can cut Alex Jones and the people at InfoWars off at the knees, who's next? As Mr. Nolte says, John Nolte at Breitbart, today it's Alex Jones. Tomorrow it's Breitbart. The following day, it's you. make no mistake about their game plan. What can you do about it? Well, you can do several things. You can sign up at Gab and Minds and other social media platforms that don't censorship thought, that welcome anyone who wants to contribute and express and exercise their First Amendment rights. You can use Facebook, but recognize that they too are now moving aggressively towards censorship. What they call it is them deciding what news you should see. The most important thing perhaps you can do is to gird us for the extraordinary fight ahead. Alex Jones and I are working together with others to map out a multi-pronged strategy to confront and defeat this effort of censorship. But we cannot do it without money. We don't have wealthy benefactors who write multi-million dollar checks to InfoWars. We can depend only on you, your family, your friends, and your circle of patriots, your freedom-fighting associates. Please go now to the InfoWars store and recognize that Alex Jones stands behind all of these products. In every case, we are presenting deep discounts on some of our most popular items in an effort to get you to try them, because we're confident once you try them, you will be satisfied and you will order more. So whether it is Biome Defense at 50% off, whether it is Super Male Vitality at 50% off, whether it is the entire range of Super Blue Fluoride Oral products, the toothpaste, the mouthwash in two flavors, these are the very best of the best. And you can see online, in many cases, most cases, we have thousands and thousands of testimonials from satisfied InfoWarriors. So help yourself, help us, help the movement for freedom, help preserve the First Amendment, help us in this fight. Now, I have spoken at length about a couple of these products, but I'm going to touch on this one again. Great Whey Protein, which I use as a meal replacement, is hard to find when it's palatable. It's expensive, but it's very effective. I used to mix it with soy milk until Rob Dew got me hip to the downside of too much soy. This product is on special today, the Whey Protein, and I recommend it without reservation. The other personal favorite is, of course, the immune wall. In this particular atmosphere, the flu season, it's the best of the best. So load up on these products now and help us defeat the censors.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone. One of the things that I have found transcends left and right is our love of man's best friend, yes, our dogs. And we've talked here on the War Room and on the Alex Jones Show about the ongoing process in which the Veterans Administration in the Trump administration utilizes dogs and in some cases puppies as young as 8 weeks in barbaric medical experiments that I really question the value of. We have examples of dogs being given crystal meth, dogs having holes drilled in their heads to see how long they can survive, inducing heart attacks in poor defenseless animals, collapsing the lungs of dogs. We are long past the time that any of this canine research can yield any valuable information. I have written on behalf of the Daily Caller and InfoWars, calling on the Veterans Administration Secretary David Shulkin to end these horrific, barbaric practices. And what we got was a lie. What we were told that it was that experiments of dogs will now require a higher level of approval. Unacceptable. Please join me in emailing Secretary Shulkin now. Tell him to stop the bizarre, barbaric, inhumane medical experiments on man's best friend. We're going to put up his address, but you can reach him at david.shulkin@va.gov. That's david.shulkin, which is spelled H-U-L-K-I-N, at va.gov. We must get the Veterans Administration in the Trump era to end these horrific experiments on dogs. They are yielding no useful medical information. They are outdated and bizarre. Now, it's very important to note that the American war veterans recently came out against this practice and urged Secretary Shulkin to end it. Don't tell us it will take a higher level of approval, because that means that bizarre experiments are still being conducted on poor, helpless, defenseless animals. Stop this process now. Let's put Secretary Shulkin's email up on the screen as soon as we can. We need you folks, the InfoWarrior audience, to email the secretary today. And in respectful terms, no name calling, not in all caps, but urge them to end medical experiments on dogs. God will bless you. Any thanks. Now joining me is Jacob Engels of the Central Florida Post. Jacob Engels had his own star turn on TV last week when he evaded the screeners at CNN and got into a panel in which there was a discussion of gun control. That was bad news for CNN, because Jacob Engels is an articulate libertarian, a regular contributor here at InfoWars. Jacob, tell us what happened on CNN.
Well, it's great to be on the program, and quite frankly, they deceptively edited parts of the interview that did not fit the narrative of gun grabbing and gun control. I brought up the point of how Nazi Germany systematically disarmed the citizenry, and we saw what happened there. I brought up the fact that in post-Civil War, all the way up through Jim Crow era, apartheid racist South, in the United States, you had local state government systematically disarming African Americans, and they didn't want to air that because it made the point that there is a legitimate reason still for us to exercise our Second Amendment right. They want to say that, oh, the government will never do anything wrong, the government has no history of abusing the citizenry, and that's just flat out false.
This was riveting television to watch you. Now, moving on, you have written a piece about the journalist Mike Isikoff. Now, let me say at the top that Mike Isikoff did some extraordinary reporting, early reporting, on corruption in the Clinton administration, and was one of the reporters who reported early on about the serial sexual assaults of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's role in intimidating and bullying his victims. But more recently, Mr. Isikoff's name came up as the journalist who the FBI used to plant a story that hyped the phony dossier, then turning around and pointing to his story before the court as evidence that this was real. You see, Yahoo.com is writing about it, Your Honor. Therefore, it must be true. Tell us about what you learned, Jacob.
Well, we learned that in the investigation that Mr. Isikoff was basing his data off a dirty dossier, first and foremost, and that he put up this what can only be called an opinion piece. It's not factual. It's not based in reality. And yet the United States government used it as a reason to obtain a warrantless FISA spying application to spy on the Republican candidate for president of the United States. This is right out of Gestapo-era tactics that they used in Nazi Germany to crush the opposition. It's no different, and Mr. Isikoff, quite frankly, should be ashamed of himself. He's not an investigative reporter, because clearly he didn't investigate his own quote-unquote facts that he's promoting, but this is all the deep state, globalist, military-industrial complex narrative that Mr. Isikoff bought, and it's quite shameful, and he should have his journalism card revoked. I mean, he likes to talk about InfoWars and other organizations that are not mainstream, not being credible journalism. But Mr. Isikoff, you're not credible. You based your information on a dirty dossier, and because of that, illegal spying and seditious activity occurred in the United States under your guise.
And it's kind of interesting. I was on with Sean Hannity last night, and we talked about this. This entire new focus on WikiLeaks, the entire focus on Russian collusion, try to reinflate what is an uninflated narrative, is really an attempt to distract from the stunning fact that the Obama Department of Justice and the Obama FBI utilized a dossier created by a foreign agent, in this case Christopher Steele, working with Russians as the legal rationale for the widespread state surveillance of Donald Trump and his campaign. Try to get your head around that for just a moment. This is an egregious abuse of power. Use of the surveillance authority of the state to spy on one of the two major candidates for president. As I told Sean Hannity last night on air, it makes Watergate look like small potatoes. And now the Democrats and their handmaidens in the mainstream media will do anything to distract attention from the fact that they are busted. I'm Roger Stone. Thanks to Jacob Engels with the Central Florida Post. You're on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on Freedom Command Central. That's right, it's The Alex Jones Show here on Infowars. We are the news outlet that the tech left fears. We are the news organization that makes the globalists tremble. That's why they seek to censor us. Extraordinarily good news out of the Justice Department. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a woman who claims that she was denied her right not to have a mandatory vaccination. Now, we here at InfoWars have questioned the safety of vaccinations, or more precisely, questioned the safety of what's in vaccinations. And incredibly, this lawsuit by the Trump Justice Department has the potential to break this issue wide open. The state of California is ground zero in the mandatory vaccination movement. This is where they will not let you send your children to a public school unless they've had the state-prescribed vaccinations. That is very, very scary. So kudos to the Trump Justice Department. The congressman from California, Adam Schiff, has actually sponsored a House resolution that declares vaccinations to be safe and denies that the United States government has ever paid out a penny through the lawsuit process to people who have been injured by supposedly safe vaccinations. In fact, the U.S. government, we, the taxpayers, have paid out in excess of $3.5 billion to individuals who were damaged by vaccinations. This is akin to sponsoring a resolution that says the Holocaust didn't happen, or World War II didn't happen. It is a disgrace, but it's pandering for Big Pharma campaign dollars. Kudos for the Trump Justice Department for filing this landmark suit. Now, I, as I said, appeared on MSNBC's Meet the Press yesterday, and then later in the day with the great Sean Hannity. All of these were in the wake of the tragic meltdown of my former colleague in the Trump campaign, Sam Nunberg. Sam Nunberg is a brilliant researcher writer who very clearly is dealing with his demons. I made it clear on Meet the Press and with Sean Hannity that Mr. Nunberg is a man who marches to his own drummer. And he is a man who is not speaking on my behalf or at my behest or based on my advice. In the wake of all of this, because Nunberg indicated that he was not of a mind to cooperate with a subpoena for document production that would theoretically include email traffic between he and I, along with Corey Lewandowski, Hope Hicks, Steve Bannon, Steve Miller, Donald Trump, and dozens of others, I was treated to a recycle by the mainstream media of the patented lie that I knew about the WikiLeaks disclosures, specifically the quote-unquote Russian hack of the DNC, that I received this information from WikiLeaks, and that I shared it with the Trump campaign and Donald Trump. Let's be very clear yet again. I had no advance notice of the content, source, or exact timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures that so thoroughly wrenched the Hillary campaign. I received nothing whatsoever from WikiLeaks or from Julian Assange, and you cannot pass on what you never had. I did have a confirming source who told me that when Assange said publicly that he had a cache of material on Hillary Clinton and that he would publish it, it was true. Now, going even further, the Washington Post, in a piece by Jennifer Rubin, took a line from the Democrats' memo, authored by Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Congressman Himes from my home state of Connecticut and others, saying that the Russians gave hacked material to Trump insiders for review. Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post said that was Roger Stone. The piece can still be found online. When I raised this yesterday on the MSNBC Meet the Press discussion, Michelle Goldberg of the New York Times said that this piece didn't exist and that the Washington Post had never said this. Please, Michelle, get your fake news straight. The upshot of all of this, well, it's not pleasant. The Washington Post, Salon, and Vice all speculating that I will be indicted by Special Counsel Mueller, specifically for the crime of getting information from WikiLeaks and passing it to Donald Trump and the Trump campaign. So one more time, I received no such information, and the truth is, I never discussed in any way, shape, or form the WikiLeaks disclosures regarding Hillary Clinton with candidate or President Donald Trump. There is no case here. Julian Assange himself has said, accurately, that I was able to predict what WikiLeaks would do by very carefully following his interviews and his tweets and repeating what I had learned. There's no secret here. What you do have is the wishful thinking of talking heads like Ari Melber, who don't know what they are talking about. It is mean-spirited and the epitome of fake news. There is no evidence whatsoever that I knew about and passed on anything from WikiLeaks or the Russians. The entire thing is bullshit, made up, false, meant to damage and distract. What do they want to distract from? Well, my friend Sean Hannity said it best. What we have here is the greatest single scandal of political espionage in American history, where they used the FBI and the Justice Department used what they knew was fabricated evidence to justify the surveillance of Donald Trump and his campaign for president after he was the Republican nominee. That's why we want a full-throated discussion of WikiLeaks to distract from a crime for which people must go to jail. Coming up on the War Room, we're going to be taking some of your questions. The phone number for that is 1-888-201-2244. If you have questions about internet censorship, questions about what transpired with WikiLeaks and these devastating DNC revelations, questions about vaccinations, questions about the Veterans Administration bizarre and inhumane experiments on dogs, or anything else you want to talk about, join us on the other side on the War Room. That number again, 1-888-201-2244. This is your opportunity to ask questions about everything that's in the information war today. And lastly, folks, help us in this struggle against the internet censors. Help us beat back YouTube and Google and others who would strangle the First Amendment, who want to silence InfoWars because we bring you the unvarnished truth, because we stand up against the globalists and their godless, atheistic, pedophile armies. We are the tip of the spear, and we need your help.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart